Good morning and welcome to AM 1160 The Quest Spring Pledge Drive. Top of the morning to you and happy St. Patrick's Day. We are live on air today from our studio in Roswell. And the sponsor of the day today is VerseBrite. I'm Steph Ike, and I'm joined in the studio this morning by my co-host, Tony Uceda-Velez, the founder and CEO of VerseBrite, a global cybersecurity company based right here in Atlanta. Tony is a member of All Saints Parish. Is that right, Tony?
That's correct. Yeah, pleasure to be here.
Okay, great. And we're kicking off this first hour of the second day of our pledge drive right now, and we decided this morning, I guess, that we were going to ask every hour in kind of a commemoration of St. Patrick's Day, if anyone has in the studio that hour has Irish surnames or Irish heritage, and I'll start. So my grandmother's a Laird, and my sons actually have three tribes, the Lairds and the Brackeys and the Blakes. So they're probably all wearing some Notre Dame today, I guess. But how about you, Tony? Do you have any Irish?
Uceda-Velez doesn't really come from any part of Ireland, but definitely a very, I have been there several times to different parts of Ireland. It's a beautiful, beautiful country, and a big Irish sympathizer and endorser, so.
Okay, great. You know what? We like to start off every hour with a prayer. So, Tony, do we want to say, we have a favorite prayer in the studio, unless you have one that you would like to start with?
I always enjoy the Our Father. I think
it's
the...
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to start and I'll follow you?
Sure, absolutely. Okay. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. And Quest friends, if you are just tuning in now, we are broadcasting live for these 3 days, bringing you amazing local guests, including our beloved priests and friends of the station with incredibly inspiring stories, I think, like Tony's will be today, from 9 to 1 and from 4 to 6 each day. The number to call in right now is 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com and click that donate button. And Rachel, before Tony and I get to co-host this hour together, can you give us an update on where we might be even starting this morning?
I sure can. This is great. We are 3 minutes into day two of our pledge drive, and we already have a generous donor who's made a donation. Let's see. Big, big thank you to Ed. Ed is one of our station guardians now. Now, you can become a station guardian as well by donating $100 or more per month. And you know what happens when we get a station guardian, Steph?
Yes, I do.
All right. We've got a nice yellow bell in studio.
Okay, Tony.
Would you ring our bell for
go
us?
Go ahead and ring the bell. We're off to a good start. Thank you, Ed. This is great. Great motivation for everyone else out there today. This is a great way for us to start the day. So that's awesome. Thank you, Rachel. Let's see. Do we have match money that we know about today?
Yeah, well, I would like to personally throw something out there. You know, for those that are calling during this specific hour where I have the pleasure to be a host in, I would like to match dollar for dollar for all those that call in. I know that when there's different pledge drives that are out there, it's always a good incentive to know that there is your dollar is going to get matched by, you know, someone else or maybe a company. In this case, you know, if you're listening out there, you're on 285, you're listening from beyond the Atlanta area, we would love to be able to get your financial support to the Quest Atlanta, the radio station, for all of the services and the message it brings to bringing people closer to God's kingdom. And I would like to personally, you know, ensure that there's a dollar for dollar match for all those that are listening in and feel inspired to contribute. So hopefully that can inspire those to, you know, make the call.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. Thank you, Tony. That's a great way for us to start our morning, isn't it, Rachel?
It is. Oh, my gosh. That's so generous. Thank you.
So call in, guys. call in. We're really looking forward to a great hour. Many of you know that this station is sustained by these two drives, the spring and the fall drive every year. And we need these drives to have the resources we need to maintain this station. If you are not a station donor yet, but you believe in the Quest mission to encourage and inspire Catholics out there, please consider being part of this mission today. The number to call us right now, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, like AM 1160. Call us right now or go to the website at thequestatlanta.com. And for Ed, since Ed has become a station guardian, we have a special gift for all of our station guardians today. And that is the book, The Consecration to St. Joseph by Father Calloway, Donald Calloway. And he will actually be on the air with us today, won't he, Rachel?
Mm-hmm, he will.
Yeah, so everyone who's a station guardian gets that book today, which is an awesome book. And so thank you, Ed, and many others who we hope we'll hear from today. And Tony, I am excited to be co-hosting with you today. Verse Bright, Tony's the founder of Verse Bright and a sponsor of The Quest, and we air spots for Verse Bright each day on the network. And Verse Bright is such a great choice for companies, big and small, who want to protect their data and their financials and intellectual property. And I'd like to ask you a little bit about that later on. But if you don't mind, I'd kind of like to start just talking about you, Tony, the founder, and God setting the stage for great things in your life. And, you know, I mean, we talked about a little bit, maybe the elements of a leader that might be grounded in their Catholic faith and what that really means. I think our listeners would like to maybe hear a little bit more about you. So can you start by telling us a little of what it was like growing up? I mean, how did your formation start in the Catholic faith?
Absolutely. Well, I'm a rare Atlanta native. I was born here in Atlanta in the 70s, and I come from a family of immigrants. I owe the best gift I've ever received to my parents. They've given me the gift of faith and the teaching of the Catholic faith, you know, through prayer, through mass attendance, through learning how to reflect and really share my day through, in reflection, in prayer. So when growing up as a son of immigrant family, you know, obviously, you know, there's a lot to get acclimated to, you know, languages, customs, and different things. Obviously, the universality of the Catholic faith makes it amazing to be able to have a community anywhere. And so it was good to be to see the welcoming that so many different guardian angels were there in support of my parents when they moved over here from Latin America. But in any case, their faith formation, their love and their discipline and their guidance really were instrumental for me in really yearning for and growing in my Catholic faith. I remember as a child, really kind of as I grew from just a child to adolescent to, you know, college student, the faith formation was pivotal to every aspect of my life, you know, in my relationships, in my studies, you know, the ups and downs that life brings. And really, I owe a lot, you know, all of my faith formation to the love and care of my parents.
Mm, that's a great story. You know, it says something, you know, very moving about the fact that you can come from immigrant parents who just come here and start a good life and have children who become the CEO of a company. Says a lot about this country and the freedoms we have, the religious freedoms we have, the opportunities that we have here. And we have to continually remind ourselves to keep praying to be able to keep those precious freedoms of ours. But what a great story. And I mentioned that Tony is a guest, but you know, he isn't just a guest today. He is a co-host with me this hour. And that means that anytime during this hour, he is likely to give out the phone number and encourage you to call. And he's put up some money to see that you're motivated to do that. So here's the phone number, 470-508-1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com. And again, it's 470, you want to say the number?
Sure, 470-508-1160. I wanted to make a quick shout out to the All Saints Catholic Parish that's in Dunwoody, where I am a parishioner there. For all the All Saints Catholic parishioners, definitely encourage all you guys that are listening on a regular basis to the station to please call in during this hour. Again, Looking forward to match dollar for dollar for all those that are calling in during this hour in order to support the station. The station is really an instrument that really allows for, you know, anyone, any Christian, to be able to enhance their spiritual faith journey. There's so many weapons that come through, you know, the station's productions, you know, the different shows that they have that really help us all in our reflection, in our daily prayer life, etc. So, you know, things don't happen just out of thin air, and there's a lot of hard work and individuals and time and money and effort that goes into things such as what Quest has, you know, in front of them in terms of a mission. And if this is near and dear to your heart, or if you're just curious and you want to, you know, learn more about how this program can help in your daily life, please call in now, 470-508-1160, and I will match the dollar for dollar. Your dollar will extend even further with a matching gift. So please call now.
That is so awesome. And you heard it, All Saints in Dunwoody. I think you've been challenged just now. If you like the station, tell others to listen in right now, because Tony is on the air with us, and a lot of people know Tony. Call in and let us know you're from All Saints. We would love to be hearing that some of these calls are coming in from All Saints Parish and members there who know Tony and love their parish, and they want to give a shout out. So call us right now at 470-508-1160, and Tony will match you dollar for dollar. So, you know, let's talk a little bit about how you felt inspired to start a company.
Absolutely. You know, the name Versprite is kind of a unique name. It's a name that means true spirit, and there's a lot of hidden meaning behind that name. You know, from a practical standpoint, you know, this particular company focuses on consulting and cybersecurity, but there's a deeper meaning to Versprite about authenticity, about being, you know, authentic by having a purpose-driven life, and that is the true meaning, or the true spirit, if you will, of the company's origin. And that's really the meaning behind the name Versprite, is to have more of an authentic, purpose-driven existence to, you know, how we do business, but on a deeper level, how we interact with others. And I know that as a CEO of a company, there's, you know, inherently a lot of, you know, pressure to lead by example. And, you know, I'll be the first to say that, you know, there's definitely missteps in along the leadership journey, you know, because obviously I'm human and I'm fallible, just like, you know, everyone else that is out there. But, you know, the benefit of aligning a leader's role to a bigger mission, a bigger purpose, to a bigger kingdom. And that's really the focus of this pledge drive, is seeking God's kingdom, seeking a deeper meaning to our existence, to our day to day. Why do we get out of bed? It really kind of factors into leadership. You know, we lead, you know, individuals, we lead programs, we lead services, regardless of what your role is out there. And I think that, you know, it's inspiring to know how relevant the Word of God is to all of our lives as a leader, to be able to lead families, to lead relationships, to lead employees, lead volunteer programs, lead governments. You know, there's so much opportunity, and we need weapons. And part of those weapons is to be able to get, you know, the right type of, you know, catechism, or the right type of upbringing in terms of our faith, whether you're Christian, non-denominational, agnostic, you know, Catholic or atheist. You know, there's still a curiosity in it that's innate in all of us. And, you know, the Quest really provides a good multitude of weapons to nurture that curiosity to what is bigger, what is deeper. Versprite was started 14 years ago, and the name has that symbolism for, you know, greater authenticity in what we do. So it's a unique name, and I always get questions about it, but it's one that's stuck.
Yeah, that is very cool. I wonder how many of your employees and your clients kind of know that background. So let me ask you, how do you think your faith really inspires you to lead the company? It's one thing, you've started the company and you kind of see where your vision was in terms of integrating your faith principles into the company. So now, how do you actually implement that? You know, what ways do you think your faith is really inspiring you and to lead?
I think that the faith is really one that really is the constant, where it holds me accountable. And like everyone else, I mean, there's good days and there's bad days. There's days in which, you know, you feel that you're in a good alignment, and there's other days where you feel that you're not in good alignment. But, you know, there's so many examples of great leadership in the Bible, you know, as a Christian and as a Catholic, you know, that really inspires us to be a great leader. You know, a great leader, you know, we begin with God, our Father, right? You know, who gives, you know, he gives us creation. He gives us, you know, the Word of God. He gives us his Son. That love is just never ending, is endless. And it's a great example to lead with giving, you know, to be generous. He also disciplines, you know, he also disciplines us, you know, when we're not feeling in alignment, you know, he chastises us just like a good father or mother would chastise, you know, and encourage their child to, you know, get on the right track. So it's important to, you know, take a lot of good examples of, from the Bible. We talk about, this is the year of St. Joseph, of course. Mm-hmm. And so we see the silent power of St. Joseph. I mean, he doesn't have a word in the entire Bible, but okay, his presence is felt. He has, yes, a powerful presence, and, his silent leadership is important. You can lead through words, you can lead through example. You can lead through actions, and there's so many rich examples on how to take all of that weapons, like I mentioned before, to be able to turn that into a leadership role within your own respective life, whether you're a teacher or you're, you know, a government worker or a volunteer or a leader of a company. There's so much, you know, power and weapons to really pull from a faith journey. So again, I encourage all the callers out there that are listening, that if you want to really support a great station that is promoting the Word of God, that is maybe providing some weapons for your own journey and faith journey and leadership opportunity, please call in now at 470-508-1116. Again, dollar for dollar matching this hour, you know, is what is being committed. So your dollar is going to be extended even further, and we appreciate in advance your time, your prayers, and your contribution.
That's awesome. And based on, you know, the last few minutes that we've been talking, I've been thinking to myself, where else are you going to hear stories like this, you know, but on Catholic radio and the quest, you know, really gives you a chance to enjoy some great programming and be moved by your faith, be positive, have hope. And I think that Tony is helping us share a lot of that message today. If you want to hear more great stories like this, call now to support our hour. Call to support Tony and I and the station at 470-508-1160. And by the way, friends, if you call us and you want to make a donation, we want to thank you. So we will be announcing the names of those who make a donation, unless you ask to be anonymous, including all those that are in Tony's honor. And we will use a first name and last initial, and then either a city or a parish, but we don't use last names to kind of protect your privacy. You can also send a note in to Tony when you call or ask for a prayer request, and we have those prayers taken into the chapel. We have volunteers in there on their knees right now praying in front of the Blessed Sacrament. In fact, I think because I'm on the air right now, my husband came in to pray for the two of us. And just calling, you know, makes you part of this Quest family. 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160, or thequestatlanta.com, and click that donate button. You can make a donation online for a particular person or hour, and it will be read on the air. So, Rachel, do we have any new updates?
Yes, I see them all trickling in. Okay. So right now we've got a couple more donors. This is wonderful. And Tony, you'll have to tell us if you recognize any of these names. So we've got a big thank you to Peter H. from Alpharetta, Lula L. from Marietta, and we've got a monthly donor, Laurie C. from Roswell. And you know what we do with a monthly donor?
That's right.
Woo! Thank you so much. We appreciate those donations.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah,
and you know, really, you know, the prayer request you mentioned earlier, Steph. I mean, if you're listening in, and this is the first time you might be tuning in to Catholic Radio, the prayer request, prayers is obviously, you know, a huge and powerful weapon, oftentimes underestimated. But you know, there's individuals here that are praying for you. If you have a prayer request, if you want someone to pray for you. You know, maybe you have a family member that's ill, or maybe you are looking in anticipation for a job offer, or maybe there is a child that is in need of your prayers, or maybe for yourself. If you are going through a spiritual journey, or you find yourself to be in the valley that sometimes life offers us, between the valleys and the peaks of life, what life brings, and you find yourself in that valley and you want someone to pray for you, then please call on the station. You know, we love to hear from you. We love to, you know, pray for you. We have, as Steph mentioned, we have an adoration chapel. We're in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Mm-hmm. We encourage all Catholics and Christians and those that are interested. It is just simply having someone to pray for them. You might be interested in the Catholic faith. Please call in. And there's, I talked about All Saints before, but there's a lot of great parishes here in Atlanta, right, Steph?
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
You know, Immaculate Heart of Mary, you know, you have, you know, of course, Christ the King, mm-hmm. you know, you have Sacred Heart, Our Lady of Lourdes, mm-hmm. Not forgetting, you know, about them in downtown, you know, St. Benedict's over here close by, mm-hmm. shout out to Deacon Gant. You know, there's so many great parishes out there, St. Monica's. And we would love for members of, if you're listening and you're part of these parishes and, you know, there is a Holy Cross in Tucker, we would love for you to, Corpus Christi in Stone Mountain. They're just trickling in my mind right now. So yeah. We would love for those that are in those parishes. If you, you know, have a chance, please support Catholic Radio in Atlanta. If you're a Christian and you want more positive messaging around, you know, the Word of God and how that can be used to right align our own personal life as a leader, as an individual, as a contributor, as simply, most importantly, a follower of Christ, then please call in at 470-508-1160. Again, 470-508-1160.
You know, Tony, you brought up a good point. You said if you're a Christian, and, you know, obviously we know Catholics are Christians, but we have a good amount of listeners who are non-Catholic who are listening to this station and love Catholic radio, and it's kind of a nice way for them to check us out, if you will. And we had an interesting, we had an interesting thing happen yesterday where someone came in to volunteer and help us, and I said, well, what parish do you go to? We were just having conversation, and she said, I'm a Southern Baptist, but she said, I've been listening to the station, and now I'm going to St. Michael's, and I would like to spend time in adoration in your chapel to pray for you during this pledge drive.
Well, I have another great story from our Protestant brothers and sisters that are out there listening today. I mean, I remember I was working for another cybersecurity company before I started, you know, VerseBright many, many years ago. And there's a dear friend of mine who, you know, Catholics are, you know, traditional Catholics. They're not as frequent in reading the Bible as our Protestant friends are. And I think that's changing. Fortunately, you know, there's mm-hmm. a lot of great programs. There's that podcast Bible in a Year, which mm-hmm. is, you know, from Father Mike, which has been phenomenal. But, you know, I have to really, you know, there's a lot of good fellowship that happens in interchanging thoughts and ideas and prayers and reflections between, you know, just overall in the broader Christian faith. And that's what's makes the community of Christ and the body of Christ so powerful. And it's important to remember that as Catholics that, you know, we have our brothers and sisters that are in other denominations that are out there also seeking God's kingdom. And we want to further that kingdom with the support of positive Catholic messaging, Christian messaging through the Quest 1160 AM. So again, please call 470-508-1160. We really need your support during this hour. And again, dollar for dollar matching is what we're doing this hour. So if you find yourself where you want to contribute to a station that's going to have, you know, some level of positivity, some instruments and weapons to help you in your personal faith journey, please call in 470-508-1160.
You've got this down. I think we need you for more hours on the air with us. This is great. Thank you, Tony. And you know, I'm thinking about it. I want to give a shout out to Chick-fil-A. Jim Waddle, who is the store manager in Roswell on the intersection of Highway 9 and Holcomb Bridge Road, has been donating Chick-fil-A breakfast for us for every one of our pledge drives and every morning. We go and pick it up from him, and he is so generous. The next time you're thinking about Chick-fil-A, if you're anywhere near Roswell, please remember that location, Highway 9 and Holcomb Bridge Road. Thank you, Jim, for that. And our books today for our station guardians who are pledging $100 a month, those are our station guardians. They are getting a book that is the consecration to St. Joseph. And those books have been purchased and donated by some wonderful friends of the station and donors. That was from RJD Construction LLC. So thank you, Robert and Carla, for those. A lot of people are going to be enjoying those books as a result of you for these next 3 days. So think about calling in to be a station guardian. And Tony, let's tell our listeners, do we have a couple more minutes before we go to the break? We got 2 minutes. Let's tell our listeners a little bit about what our giving opportunities are today.
Sure, sure. If you enjoy the quest and love Catholic Radio and would love to promote business on the air, call for, you know, a special promotion during the pledge drive, and we can basically do a shout out to that business entity. So please, again, call in 470-508-1160.
That's great. And we have something called the St. Gabriel Society. That's monthly donors who pledge $20 or more per month. And with that, you have a mass said for your intentions, you and your family's intentions, in our chapel every month. And we have priests who come in to say that mass for the quest for the St. Gabriel Society donors. So consider that. And any monthly donors who bump it up by another $5 and or else be a Dollar of a Day Club member, they will also be part of the Quest Coffee Club, and they receive a Quest mug that's perfect for all those mornings listening to Father John Ricardo. So call us now at 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or thequestatlanta.com. We've got about one more minute left. Do we want to give a little push to end out this half hour?
Sure, absolutely. You know, I encourage, you know, you might be listening out there, maybe as a non-Catholic, as a non-Christian, and maybe you're looking for, you know, what is this radio station and you've heard about it. I would really encourage, stay after the commercial break, which we're going to head into in a second, and take a listen in to, you know, what this station is really about. You know, what does it mean to seek God's kingdom? What does it mean to align one's life, whether you're a mother or a father or a student, or, you know, any role you might have? We all need some sort of alignment, a spiritual alignment. You know, it's funny, we do physical alignments, you know, to our bodies. We do, you know, other types of alignments, you know, to ourselves. But it's really important to align. Why are we here? What are we working for? What's our interaction and our purpose every day? So more on that after the break. But again, please call 470-508-1160, dollar for dollar matching this hour. And we thank you in advance for your generosity.
Thank you, Tony.
I'm Kathy from Georgia Tech Catholic Center. You've discovered AM 1160 The Quest. Listen on air during daylight hours or 24/7 at thequestatlanta.com. Welcome to The Quest.
It's here. You're listening to AM 1160 The Quest. This is Seek His Kingdom, your Atlanta Catholic radio station's spring pledge drive. We are here to journey together with you and take your calls in support of AM 1160 The Quest. Stay tuned for more great local content and call in to support your Catholic radio at 470-508-1160 to get your pledge in. Check out the schedule and interview lineup on thequestatlanta.com. You can click the donate button to pledge a donation or call 470-508-1160. Help the quest to build up his kingdom. It's not too late. If you're listening, you know you're enjoying. So be part of this important mission today. 470-508-1160. God bless.
Are you ready to grow deeper in faith this Lent? AM 1160 The Quest is here to serve you. Join me this Lent in listening to Heaven's Light podcasts, available on the Quest app and thequestatlanta.com. Let's grow in faith together.
Hi, everyone. This is Maria Forbes from Mary R. Queen Parish in Peachtree Corners, Georgia. Join me on AM 1160 The Quest this Wednesday, March 17th at 10 a.m. This is going to be a riveting discussion with Father Gaurav Shroff from Our Lady of Perpetual Help. You won't want to miss the special hour of the Quest Atlantis Pledge Drive. We're going to be talking about discovering your vocation and living God's purpose for your life. Join us.
Please join us in the Infant of Prague Novena Prayer for the success of our Seek His Kingdom Pledge Drive. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. O Jesus, who has said, "Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened," through the intercession of Mary, your most holy mother, I knock, I seek, I ask that my prayer be granted for the success of our Seek His Kingdom Pledge Drive. O Jesus, who has said, "All that you ask of my Father in my name, he will grant you," through the intercession of Mary, your most holy mother, I humbly and urgently ask your Father in your name that my prayer will be granted for the success of our Seek His Kingdom Pledge Drive. O Jesus, who has said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away," through the intercession of Mary, your most holy mother, I feel confident that my prayer will be granted for the success of our Seek His Kingdom Pledge Drive. In your name we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Joining us, I am Steph Ike, and I am joined in the studio by Tony UV, as known to his friends and clients, and he is the founder and CEO of VerseBright, who's a premier cybersecurity company right here in Atlanta. Rachel Miller is our production manager, and Tony and I are hosting our kickoff hour of the day for this spring pledge drive. If you missed the first half hour, you might want to catch it in our archives in a few days, because it's truly been inspirational to hear Tony's discovery of building a true Catholic leadership in faith in a high-tech world. So check that out. We are hearing a phone ringing right now, so call us at 470. Oh, here's another one, 508-1160, 470-508-1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com and click the donate button to designate a donation for any hour, including this one. We'll be reading your names on the air, and I know that Tony will know some of these names. 470-508-1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com. Right, Tony?
Absolutely. Yeah, the phone angels here at the studio are ready to go and waiting for your call in. So please call us now to make a pledge, and then, and even, you know, issue a challenge if you want to encourage other, you know, individuals to call in from your parish or from your church to help support the mission of Quest, which is really bringing souls closer to God's kingdom, then please call in. Why not become a member and support AM 1160, the Quest family, during the pledge drive? Again, that number is 470-508-1160. And I talked about the challenge earlier at the start of the show, and that is that for every dollar that you contribute during this hour where I'm a host, I'm matching a dollar for dollar. And why, you might be asking? Well, the reason is simple. The Quest Atlanta brings an array of programs, an array of shows that really helps to inspire and to move us closer to God's kingdom, to try to understand what are we doing right, what are we doing wrong, how do we get closer in alignment to God's kingdom and to discover our true purpose. You know, one of the things I wanted to mention, you know, along with that in the theme of seeking God's kingdom, is that journey of seeking is not an easy one, you know, for those that are out there, and everyone's at a different place. You know, some might be beginning that journey. Some might be actually turning away from that journey. Some might be, you know, in a comfortable pace on that journey. And, you know, with the theme of seeking His kingdom, we always need instruments. And obviously we all know that as Christians, the best instrument is the Word of God. But there's so many weapons that, you know, the Catholic faith brings to enrich that journey, you know, the Mass, daily prayer, daily Mass, you know, different types of intercessions that we ask from the kingdom of God. You know, obviously, you know, the Holy Mother of Christ, her intercession as the Mother of Christ to be able to listen to our prayers and to intercede for us. So these are powerful, you know, instruments and really relationships, because the relationship that we have with God's kingdom through His saints, through His mother, through his son, Jesus Christ, is really the focus. And I mentioned briefly before, you know, my own personal journey began with the faith formation through the love and the nurturing of my parents. And big shout out to them. And there's never enough shout out that I can do to really appreciate all the work and all the examples that they've provided me in my life.
What are their names?
Eva and Gustavo.
Okay.
Yeah. So I appreciate all the work, and it starts there. But I mean, the journey continues, and as with any journey, you know, sometimes if you're from Atlanta, maybe you went down south to Florida for vacation, you might get a flat tire, you know, you might run out of gas, you might have your radiator, you know, burst open on the side of 75 on the way down to through Valdosta. But you know, the point of the matter is that we all need, you know, things to help us along that journey, and the journey of any journey is not going to be without potholes, much like the ones that we see oftentimes in DeKalb County or Fulton County. But that's for a separate show. But you know, the point is that we need things to help us along the way, you know, mm-hmm. something to encourage us. And I think the biggest encouragement to know is that we have a Holy Father that forgives us, that is merciful, that is understanding, that wants us to lean on Him for greater empowerment through His Spirit. And that is something that sometimes when we're in a dark place, when we feel alone, when we feel dejected, when we feel that there is no hope, that we sometimes want to take control and say, you know what, let me just try a different avenue. Let me try, you know, some other mechanism. And oftentimes those other mechanisms or those other things are just simply, you know, they can be bad vices, or they can be just take us away from the journey, away from our destination. And it's important to stay on the course regardless of how fatigued we are, regardless of how winded we are in our journey. We persist. And that is the essence of Christian living. And again, you know, the weapons that we need is a multitude, one of which is the programs that are brought forth to you all by the Quest 1160 AM. So that is why I want to encourage all you. I want to encourage all fellow Catholics out there in Atlanta and beyond that are listening through the web, you know, application, the website, as well as fellow Christians and brothers and sisters, or those that are just curious about the Catholic faith. Please call in 470-508-1160, dollar for dollar matching. Your dollar is going to get extended to support the program, to support the broadcasting, to support, you know, the different logistics that go into running as a radio station. So in advance, we thank you for your generosity. 470-508-1160.
Thank you, Tony. So what would you say? I was going to ask you about, you know, possibly some tools that you might use in your faith life, but I've already heard you talk about, you know, leaning into the Blessed Mother and Jesus and in the Bible, how important the Word is. So I'd like to ask you what, you know, go back to maybe the leadership role. What do you think makes a good leader, in your opinion?
I would say accountability. It's again, that you're going to have good days and bad days as leaders. You're going to have, you know, days in which you feel that you're clicking on all cylinders. You're very empathetic with, you know, your team members, your employees, your clients. And there's other days where you're not really leveraging the gifts of the Holy Spirit of patience. And there's definitely failures in that, you know, where you basically are not able to be a good example, be a good image. I think oftentimes as Christians, we can all understand that it's, you know, we live right now in a time where if there is a misstep, there's going to be a lot of, you know, egg on your face, so to speak. And sometimes that is going to happen. You know, there are missteps in life, but it's not about, you know, if you're going to fall, because you're going to fall as a leader. It's about how you get up and how you correct and how you persevere and how you change yourself to improve. And that is honestly a life journey. You know, mm-hmm. There's certain things that are innate to all of us. Some of us are, you know, might have different, afflictions in terms of negative qualities that relates to lack of patience, or, you know, easy to anger, quick to anger, or, you know, maybe, you know, other things, but maybe being a little bit more, you know, lazy in our faith or lazy in our actions. There's different qualities that we have to all combat naturally. And that's a life journey in combating that. So to your question, some of the instruments or tools that I use that have been very helpful is, is the rosary. For me personally, mm-hmm. you know, the leaning on the Blessed Mother, who is a great example. We look at her story, you know, a young girl who said yes to, you know, that during the apparition, she said yes to God. She said, yes, let it be done to me. And without question, you know, how many times do we sometimes see even a brother or sister in Christ ask for help and we're like, oh, not today, you know, because we got places to go, we got things to do. And that's a natural human reaction, right? Mm-hmm. But I think that the more that we pray, and, you know, the beauty about the rosary is that it's actually the story of Christ. You know, you look at all the mysteries, you have the sorrowful mysteries, you have the the luminous mysteries, and it's every single mystery is really about Christ. And it's about the story, and the example all leads to Christ. And there's, I think, oftentimes a misunderstanding about the Blessed Mother from outside the Catholic faith, right? That mm-hmm. there is this level of idolatry, and that's not the case. It's all pointing to Christ, just like we have brothers and sisters that are Christian that want us to understand what the power and the beauty of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. They want, they're pointing us to Christ. And so that's a major instrument. And like I said before, you know, there's some days where I pick up the rosary and it's just, you know, it's easy. There's other days where it's hard. And that's part of that journey. And but accountability, to answer the beginning of your question, is really what makes, you know, a good leader. It's knowing that every day, willing to be humbled, willing to know that you're not perfect. Mm-hmm. And that allows for greater empathy. And I think that's super important.
Wow, that's great. So, friends, you are hearing some very inspiring messages this morning. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for being part of this hour with us. Call us now to make a pledge or issue a challenge. You know, friends, we hear our Catholic faith reaffirmed every day on the Quest. Just like people like Tony, we're so thrilled to have him with us here today. To me, this kind of conversation and what you hear on the Quest is kind of like working out. I get stronger and better and more flexible to, you know, flex my faith muscles every day just by listening to Quest and learning what I do just to help me in different situations that come up during my day and the way that I can share my faith with others. So I'm really learning amazing things on this station. In fact, we have a show that's on at 2:00 on Tuesdays. And Tony is an underwriter for that show. It's called Heaven's Light with Father Jim Blunt. And he's a priest with the Society of Our Lady of the Most Holy Trinity. And he is captivating. And, you know, he's an exorcist and a preacher. And he brings the audience just like totally still and listening. It's hard to leave your seat. That hour, the 2:00 hour, also has Dr. David Anders, who, if you are not a Catholic and are considering the Catholic faith, we'd highly recommend the 2:00 hour for both those two shows. So, and Tony is an underwriter and a business sponsor for the 2:00 hour, as well as the hour that has Father John Ricardo in the morning. So I just want to ask you, why did you decide to become a business sponsor?
I think it's important to, you know, from a business standpoint, to understand that, you know, all blessings come from above. I mean, I know that I've been fortunate to be able to, you know, live the son of the immigrant dream, where, you know, working hard has translated to running a company now that's been in business for 14 years. But I also recognize that there's a lot of people that work hard and they're still persisting, and, you know, they feel that they might be coming up short. So, you know, I make no mistake that a lot of the blessings that I have really come from above and in God's mercy. So that's a daily recognition. That's almost a minute by minute recognition. And, you know, a lot of the things that I personally receive, I'm definitely undeserving, because it's really God's mercy that really brings that. Now, in support of the program, you know, the message of programs such as that one is really so important to help others that are out there, that maybe they are trying to start their own business. Maybe they're trying to run the most important business, which is that one of their family and their children, et cetera. And they're trying to be the CEO of that business. And they need to hear some positive messaging that helps to inspire them as a leader, even a leader of their own personal self. you know, being able to manage your own personal, you know, spirit. We have to nurture the spirit of within. Oftentimes we all, including myself, even beginning with myself, we might spend time to nurture other things about our body, but not necessarily the spirit. So we have to be able to feed that, and those programs help to nurture and cultivate the ripe type of soil so that we can listen and receive the Holy Spirit to guide our actions, to become, you know, great leaders and to seek His kingdom.
Well, we certainly appreciate your support of the quest very much. And we would like others to consider being a business sponsor. If you have a business and you love Catholic radio, this is a good reason to think about putting some of your marketing dollars into the quest. You will be talking to people who probably share your values. And everyone who hears VerseBright's ad, I think they automatically think, you know, this must be a company that values what I value. And so I want to support those companies. And that's what we're hearing from the rest of our business sponsors as well.
Yeah. And the other thing I wanted to mention there, because there might be other business leaders that are out there, you know, that are listening in. And I definitely encourage it. I think there's a lot of great opportunity for supporting the quest as a business sponsor, because you have to really ask yourself, what is the ROI that I'm getting as a business owner, you know, by investing in marketing dollars in XYZ, and having the quest, you know, as an option in your marketing investments is really looking at a bigger purpose. Oftentimes we invest marketing dollars for the purposes of, you know, getting the name out there and the name recognition of a company, which is part of business. There's no escaping that, you know. Mm-hmm. And a quick shout out to our marketing team at VerseBright, by the way, phenomenal team that we have. So quick shout out to them. But going back to a bigger purpose, you know, what is the reason that we're here? If you have the benefit and the blessing to running your own organization and you have marketing dollars at your disposal, think about the impact that you have on those that are listening today in Atlanta, on 285, on 400, on 85, even beyond the Atlanta limits, and that want to be able to feel inspired by the content, by the richness of the programs that are offered through this radio station, that I encourage you to also consider being a business sponsor and to look at a different type of ROI that is a little bit more everlasting.
That's awesome. Thank you, Tony. So I can tell we have some new news, do we, Rachel?
We do indeed. We've got some exciting news about our donors. So let's go through and see who we've got so far. Big thank you to Laurie C. from Marietta, Lula L. from Marietta. Laurie C. was from Roswell. Peter H. from Alpharetta. Georgiana T. from Woodstock. Georgiana donated yesterday as well, so thank you for a second-time donor. I see that she probably heard Tony's offer to match the one-by-one donations and is taking that opportunity.
That's great.
We also have Lori V. from St. Bridget, Lucas K. calling in all the way from Glen Rock, New Jersey, and we have an anonymous donor, and you'll be happy to know, Tony, it is an anonymous donor from All Saints, but get this, this anonymous donor has become a leadership giver. Leadership giver means that you've donated $1,000 or more. So thank you.
That's
to our
awesome.
Anonymous
we
donor.
We get to ring the bell. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, so keep it up.
And I recognize Lori V too. Thank you, Lori. That's awesome.
I got to do a shout out to Lucas K up in New Jersey. You know, dear friend of mine, a longtime a friend, actually godfather to one of my daughters. So appreciate the support, listening all the way from New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Big shout out to him and all of those that have contributed. We really appreciate your time, your generosity, and the fact that the Holy Spirit is with you to pick up the phone and call 470-508-1160 and to have made that contribution. And again, we really depend, the station depends and needs your donations so that there can be this type of messaging, and the programs that are on the show are phenomenal for your daily commute, as you wake up and have your cup of coffee, throughout the day, you know, as you're basically working, being able to listen to the positive level programming and messaging that is allowing us all to come closer to God's kingdom is phenomenal. So again, 470-508-1160, dollar for dollar matching happening in this hour. So your dollar is going to get extended even further. So we appreciate all contributions during this hour that are being made.
That's right. And the Quest is on the air 24/7, and it's your local Catholic radio station. We're the conduit to all the parishes in the Archdiocese. So, you know, it's great programming. Everyone loves the programs that we have, both the local programs and our network shows. But we do share a lot of information between the parishes, and we promote a lot of the activities going on in all the parishes, too. So this is a great connection for you. 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com. And as Tony was saying, a lot of people are at home working, and they have the radio on in the background and can hear some of these great shows that are going on by just going to thequestatlanta.com or download the app in the App Store or Google Play, and I think you'll really enjoy it. So, Tony, what's the number to call in?
470-508-1160. Again, dollar-for-dollar matching. So oftentimes I know that when there's different pledge drives out there, you know, you often think, well, what's my contribution going to do? Well, now the contribution that you make is going to get matched dollar for dollar, so that to support the ongoing programming, the extension of the signaling, so that more listeners outside of the Atlanta area can really enjoy the message that helps us all become closer to God's kingdom. You know, we talked about this hour, you know, leadership, and leadership begins with, you know, humility. You know, St. Augustine says, you want to rise, you have to learn how to lower yourself and to, you know, humble yourself in order to allow the Holy Spirit to work within you. And so that leadership begins with that. And
there's
we need weapons. we need the weapons and the messaging to be able to ascend and closer to our Father. And we ask that you contribute to support a wonderful station, 470-508-1160. And we appreciate in advance any sort of generosity you can provide today.
Tony, is it difficult really to live your faith in your line of work, would you say? Or
absolutely. Cybersecurity is an interesting field. You know, it encompasses, you know, technology, IT. And with IT, there's a level of self-reliance. I can program and make this, you know, software program to do this, that, the other. And then cybersecurity is really about hacking into applications, networks, in order to get something that you want. So there is a level of, you know, darkness that is associated with this industry. And, you know, it reminds me of what, you know, St. Paul says. Actually, you know, what's in the Bible where, Jesus says, you know, be as, and I'm going to misquote this, but it's going to be, you know, be as wise or as cunning as wolves, but as harmless as doves. And we have to be able to know what the enemy is thinking. And oftentimes, you know, in terms of cyber criminality, we have to understand the mindset that goes into stealing data, breaking into networks and things like that. Culturally, I mean, it's a difficult industry to be in, where oftentimes, you know, conversations of faith, conversations of definitely Christianity goes in the background, and sometimes isn't really welcome in the foreground. But it's important that to know, you know, that in this industry, that we have to be courageous. We have to be able to empathize with everyone of every walks of life, to know that, you know, Christ didn't just die for the Catholics or the Christians. You know, he died for everyone, everyone. Just like Pope Benedict said not too long ago, many years ago, he died for everyone's sins. And the opportunity to reconcile our lives into a greater, more persistent, eternal life is incredible. So it's definitely a difficult industry to navigate in, but one, you know, have definitely met some great friendships and relationships in that industry, and want to continue on further. But, you know, the faith journey is something that is there for everyone, and we need weapons, and the Quest FM is one of those weapons, and that's why we really need your support this morning. 470-508-1160.
Awesome. Do we have some new news?
Oh my goodness, yes. I have to jump in. I'm moved over here by the generosity I see pouring in the last like 2 minutes. It keeps popping in. So Steph, first, I think you will recognize some of these last names the last name all start with an E for this group here. So thank you to Bob from Cumming, Taylor from Sugar Hill, Jordan from Roswell, and Colin from Cumming.
Great. Thank you, guys.
And we also have Keith G, Marty W from Roswell. Sue S says, shout out to All Saints. So thank you, Sue. and Jim and Patty M. from Atlanta. And there is more being typed as we speak, but I know we're about to be done. So please keep calling, keep coming online, 470-508-1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com.
Awesome. And you know what? I wish we had 2 hours because I have so many things I would love to ask you about. You know, I want to know what are red hats, but I'm wondering if I'm going to have to wait to find out. But I do want to ask you something. What's your wife's name?
Heidi.
Heidi. So Heidi, thank you for sharing your husband with us. I the whole room, I can sense the spirit of St. Joseph, and I can tell it's because Tony's here in this room with us, and he has been a wonderful guest, and we are so grateful to have you on with us. Let's just close out with a thank you. We know that our hour is going to produce some more calls that are coming in right now, and I know Rachel is going to announce those in the next hour. And so those will all be added to our hour in terms of benefit of a match, those first ones that are coming in right now till the end of our hour. So, Tony, thank you so much for the privilege of spending this hour with you.
It's been my pleasure. It's been wonderful. I really appreciate it. And I want to thank all the donors that are out there. You know, the focus is on God's kingdom. It's not about our individual lives, but it's on God's kingdom. And you know, every day, it's tough to align to that goal and mission. And it's good to have programs such as these to help us to right align our life and our spirit to really understand what the focus is. Our time is limited, and we never know when the day and the hour will happen. But we thank God for the opportunity to have the life that He's given to all of us. We really appreciate all the generosity of those that have contributed, are thinking about contributing, and are also most importantly praying for us. We ask that you pray for the station, pray for all of us, pray for me, pray for Steph, pray for all of us in the studio here, as we all try to seek and all of us are trying to seek God's kingdom on this life journey. So we appreciate the generosity. But again, 470-508-1160. The program is going to go on. The Pledge Drive is going to go on all day today
and tomorrow.
So please tune in, 470-508-1160.
Thank you, Tony. We have another great hour coming up, so stay tuned.